This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're wrapping up one of the hottest summers on record in the U.S. Farm workers are 20 times more likely to die of heat-related illnesses than other workers. With climate change, that risk may increase. Now farm workers and public health advocates are asking the government for more protection. Eilish O'Neill has the story.
Brenda Sanchez is an immigrant from Mexico who's been working in the orchards of Washington's Wenatchee Valley for 15 years. Temperatures in the valley often rise above 90 or even 100 degrees on summer afternoons. Washington is one of three states where agricultural employers have to provide water for their workers. But Sanchez says that's not always enough. Sanchez says the water employers provide is often too warm or too far away from where she's working to drink. Over the past three decades, about 800 workers have died from heat exposure, according to government statistics. Almost one in five worked in agriculture.
We have a chronically underhydrated workforce in agriculture.
That's Howard Rosenberg, an agricultural economist at the University of California in Berkeley.
Even when people aren't falling down and needing to be carried off by an ambulance, people are impaired in their cognition, in their physical performance, and in their longer-term health.
Washington, Minnesota, and California have regulations that aim to protect the people who harvest our food from the heat. Of those, California's rules are the strictest. They require employers to provide shade and cool water close to the workers. Brian Little is with the California Farm Bureau, a nonprofit that represents farmers and ranchers.
Compliance with the heat illness prevention standard hasn't been easy and it hasn't been cheap, but it's something that California farmers have had to build into their cost of doing business.
Now, farmworker advocates are petitioning the federal government to follow California's lead and enact regulations protecting workers nationwide from the heat. David Michaels is a public health professor at George Washington University and was the Assistant Secretary of Labor for OSHA during the Obama administration. He signed the petition.
If we had the standard telling employers what to do, most employers would provide workers with water, rest, and shade.
OSHA has received the petition, and a spokesperson says it is under review. In the Wenatchee Valley, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.